Bob.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you, Mr.
Fine. Does it beat you to vote for poverty?
It's going to be awful close, Mr. President.
Does this Birmingham paper of new houses help you any?
Hell no.
Would it?
Hell, they're going to go for, Goldwater.
I talked to him today, and I told him I had a good friend that was far of the country, but he really had a problem, man, that, I wonder if he'd mind asking him, I asked his editor to help him, if he could help me with my poverty bill. He said, no, he'd be glad to. And he helped me on one or two others, one or two of the Republicans. I don't want to mess with anything that doesn't, but I thought it might, I heard somebody say yesterday that you said that it just murdered you unless others went along and others weren't going along. Right. But if your vote would kill the bill, that you might try to help us. And I thought that if I could, I might get him to try to compensate for it some by, I'm convinced when we get the bill.
These two sons just got meat from out of the ground. Sarge called me 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they did. I don't know that.
And I gave him an unequivocal and unqualified yes.
I know that. But we don't want you. We want you here now. And we've got two or three of the Alabama boys that are good and not going. And I'm for you, money, marbles, and chalk, quietly, and I'll hide, and I won't embarrass you. But I'm for he can veto anything. Anywhere he can veto anything. Anywhere he can veto.